And you know what? And if you really think that what I'm doing, what we're doing, because we have a whole team of people behind us, we got probably about 50 people coming to this convention. If you really want to say that what we're doing is wrong and it's a sin and whatever, then I guess we'll see you in hell.
Hell yeah. Oh, also we got hot dog vendors back on track, baby. Yes. I wrangled them all up. And, you know, I get offered them a little bit more dough and an extra massage in the massage tent. There is a massage tent now, by the way.
They were sad that their leader, the old Polish man, had died.
Yeah, he was kind of the ringleader.
Why don't we just know him as the old Polish man? Why don't we call him what his name is?
You know, I never knew...
Daniel.
Hmm?
That's Daniel.
Daniel? I didn't know what his name was. I frankly didn't really care.
I've noticed that...
Are you being frank about the wiener guy? Frank?
Everybody stop laughing.
Okay, sorry.
We're hosting a convention for our fans and friends. It's going to be in High Park on August the 15th.
If you don't know this by now, what the you'll never know this at all.
And there, what have you been doing,
goes
honestly?
The window. It is being closed by the neighbors.
So, I mean,
we're doing with this podcast is trying to get fans, we're trying to get famous, we're trying to get known, loved, and accepted. Yeah. So, the convention is one way of doing that. It's about bringing a huge gang of people all together. And then other people who see this massive throng of individuals join together in this Dionysiac kind of parade, this...
Yeah, and they'll look, and they'll be like, "Are those fruit sandals? Oh my god, I should get a pair of those." And then they'll kind of try and mock him with, "Say, hey, you're not allowed in, shithead, unless you've donated. So get out of here." And then they'll think, "Wow, this must be very important."
And we'll say, "Well, you still can donate, but you gotta give."
Because listen, guys, in case you're a new listener, if you're a new listener, you gotta know there's one thing about our little podcast convention, that it
is.
Thank God, it's. Absolutely free.
That's the great thing. For these families who can't, you know, afford to go to these big expensive events, like other conventions, like Comic-Con, forget it. But here, you know what? It's free. It's
all totally shapes free. And sizes and makes and models are allowed in.
You know, everybody says, and you guys know what my dad says, nothing in this world is for free. He told me that since I was a little baby boy, and I've known it and I've internalized it. But Max,
you know what I've always heard too?
What?
If it sounds too good to be true, it probably is.
It probably is true.
So someone says, "Hey, this is free," you gotta ask some questions.
And you know what else I've heard? There's no such thing as a free lunch. No such thing as a free lunch.
These things have been drilled into our little boy and girl brains since we were, you know. Since, like, for years.
They're important facts of life.
But guess what? At our podcast, throw that all out the window. Yeah. Because it is 100% goddamn free. With a small donation, of course.
Yes.
And everybody has to make a donation. You have to make a donation in order to get in.
It's free to get in. Yeah. Make a donation. You have to get in. Thank you. Thank you.
My God.
Wow.
But please make a donation of something over
$200.
At this point, we need something over 200, over 500 if you can swing it.
Okay, how many days left are there in the Kickstarter campaign? We've got what? The convention's on the 16th, the 15th of August. Today is the 22nd or
23rd of June. This must be great to listen to, just us doing mental math.
We're crunching numbers.
Wait, hey, there's my friend, Khan, can you help us with this simple math? It's my friend Khan from the COD Academy. Khan, take a seat. Come over here.
Hello, everybody. Yes, I'm Khan from COD Academy. I hear you have a little bit of a math problem to solve.
Yeah, Khan, we're just wondering about when our Kickstarter campaign is over.
We just need you to do some simple arithmetic because it is far over our heads.
It's pre-algebra, really. It's pre-algebra.
It is elementary school level.
If not grade 9.
Yeah, well, that's no problem. We'll just take out my tablet here.
Oh, he's taking out a giant stone tablet.
No, if you just look over here, we'll just carry the one. Okay.
Oh, wow.
No, here, it's a little bit of a fun game, because what you get to do is you get to carry the one over the other. And look, see, I'm using this colorful marker.
I never knew there was so much carrying in mine.
Khan, I don't know what the hell you're doing. I hate that you're trying to explain it to me. It's really breaking my brain.
It's very simple.
Mr. Khan, I just want the straight numbers, baby.
Okay, it's going to be over, you'll see, in 12 days. All right? Okay. That looks good. I'm going to get out of here.
Wait, don't go. Bye.
Yeah, I'm not sure I'm not sure that's right about the 12 days. But we'll,
I've never known Khan to be wrong.
Yeah, we're definitely a long ways away from the end of the Kickstarter.
Memento, please.
Oh.
Okay, sorry, folks. There were some technical difficulties there. Khan from Khan Academy just dropped by to give us a little bit of math help, and as he was leaving, he tripped over the monitor cord.
What a douche.
We just had to fix that. Yeah, He's not coming back.
He may help a lot of people with math, but he's not coming back here. Yeah. But let's just lay out on the table what we got going on the convention so far real quick. What are the attractions? We have a massage tent.
Everybody has attractions. At every event, there's got to be attractions, right? Let's list ours.
Okay.
Right?
Massage tent. That's a new one.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I'm gonna be doing it myself, but I mean, it's fine.
Do you have a massage license?
My mom made me one. It's fine. So what else do we got? We got that. We got hot dog vendors. We got Pokemon battles with live animals. Okay, that's gambling.
Kids can go and find their animals or bring your pets.
Let me make this clear too. You can bet on these fights.
Yes, that's a big part of this.
We will have a gambling license.
Yeah.
Drafted up by Max's mom, probably.
Yes. Probably.
We've got fruit sandals. For those of you who don't know, fruit sandals are a sandal made of leather.
Yes.
Compacted strawberries, bananas.
And those will be available for gold donors and higher.
And we'll also have a booth. This is something we haven't told the listeners yet, but I think it's about time we do.
All of these things will be in booths, by the way.
Yeah.
Booths slash rings.
Sometimes tents, maybe, especially for the massage area.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Definitely got to be in a tent.
Right. And the way that I'm envisioning it, it's
only
a massage tent.
Only done at night, too.
Your massage is
lit with candles, maybe.
Okay, well, this is not, no.
Men only.
Let's stay on track here, guys.
So we have another tent, and this is going to be for next year's convention. And basically what we will do is everyone can come into this tent and kind of pitch their donations for next year's convention.
Oh, that is a lovely idea. Yeah.
Person who gives the most amount of money gets a prize.
Oh, that's so generous of you, honestly. That's such a great idea.
How about the prize is they get all of the money? They get all of the money that's been given. So you give the most money, you get everybody's money.
No, because the money that has been given so far, we're going to use for next year,
Let's just head by the dollar store and pick up some shit. I don't know.
Yeah, we'll get some fucking kazoos.
Get some kazoos
loot bag and get it some dumb little
kid. Some kind of discount squirt gun.
Bags of Lays.
Yeah.
Twiddler's chips. We'd love to have a Twiddler's chips truck there. Hey, if there's any savvy person out there who'd want to make a Twiddler's chips truck and kind of get that ball rolling on that, please do. We are trying to resurrect Twiddler's chips. I know we haven't mentioned them in a bit. That
company has fallen on very hard times. We just had a spot for them last week. They're trying to get back on their feet, but it's not going great. Really shitty flavors of chips.
It's a very contrived marketing scheme. I don't think it's going to work, to be honest with you.
I do. I think someone really needs to start making those chips and actually make this company. Look, you got the name already, right? We're basically handing this fucking
But the company already exists in full. It is a
I've never bought a bag.
Though. James, listen, do you have to buy them on the street?
They're out there. You gotta buy them on the street.
They say that in every commercial.
Well, look, maybe they need to start doing it better.
Fuck you.
Okay, well.
No, but this man clearly doesn't respect the Twiddler's brand, and it honestly pisses me off.
I don't respect the brand.
And they are one of our sponsors, James, and I think we should.
You know what?
They may be shitty chips, but acknowledge their existence.
It's funny that Max says that because for the past few weeks, in fact, since season 2 started, Max said, "Let's just kick it. Like, forget about the Twiddlers. Let's not mention them. We did it too much in season 1.
Come on,
we're
James.
Just gonna be. Let's just talk about our convention now.
No, like we got it. Chips. And,
let's take a break because we're at a little past the 12-minute mark, haven't taken one yet." Unless I can inconspicuously add one in. Oh, here's the theme music right now.
See you in a bit, guys. Have a fun.
P
Peanut butter, birthdays, and bears.
Peanut butter sauce.
Welcome back to the show, peanut butter boys and girls.
This is going to make a lot of sense why we mentioned the bears and in just a few minutes. So, guys, it's time for the news.
It's Everybody's Fault News Hour with Max, Julian, and James.
News at midnight.
This news is breaking.
All right, wow. That's such a good intro we made for that. Mm-hmm. So good. Yeah, yeah. I love how it changes every time a little bit.
To me, it sounds the same.
Okay, news. What's on top for news?
Max, I mean, you're the guy who is our news guy.
Well, I guess.
Did you get some better news stories this week?
Well, let me tell you. I have a pretty damn great news story for you guys this week. Okay, you guys ready for this? This is going to blow your little baby socks off. Cool. Me, myself, and I, if you don't know me, I love maps. I'm part of a map society.
Yep.
Hey, there's this whole geographical conspiracy thing. You know, listen to our back catalog and we'll get it. Anyway, I was using one of my maps to find essentially a shortcut to Korea because I wanted some of that bulgogi beef, baby. You know what I'm talking about?
That bulgogi beef.
I was hungry for some beef
in the morning. First thing in the morning, I woke up, I said, I gotta get some beef in me. So I took one of my prize maps, walked out of the house, and started following that map to Korea. It's a shortcut map to Korea.
It obviously didn't work.
Oh, where'd you get a map like that? Where'd you get a map like that?
I made it myself, Julian, if you must know. I'm a cartographer of great repute. Anyway, I was walking along
still
with this.
Still don't believe you can do this.
James,
whatever.
Julian has corroborated it, as have I.
Well, you know I am not of sound mind, so I don't know if I count as a valid corroboration witness, but continue your...
Well, essentially, I was following my map, bounding through the woods, through the forests. The map seemed to indicate that I had to go into something of a cave. I walked into this cave, and let me tell you, ladies and gents, buys and tries, I got myself a little bit lost in that cave. In fact, I was stuck in that cave for nigh on 6 hours, by myself, in the complete darkness.
Yikes.
It was terrifying, but possibly the best thing about this whole experience is, lo and behold, I brought a little digital recorder in me.
I thought you were going to say didgeridoo.
I brought a didgeridoo with me as well, but also a digital recording device. And I recorded a bit of audio from me in the cave. So do you guys want to give that a listen?
No. Yes, of course we do.
Okay.
We like to joke here sometimes. Let's play it.
Let's play it.
Hey guys, Max here. I'm walking through the cave on my way to Korea, and, well, I gotta say, I took a few twists and turns, and I feel a little bit lost in here. Everything's fine, though. I feel fine. I have my flashlight on my phone, so I can still see my way, but I'm only at 50% battery, so we'll see how that goes. I'll check back in with you in a little bit. Hey guys, 2 hours into the cave now. God, I wish I knew where I was, but I sure don't. Oh, it just twists and turns, and it's real, real slippery in here. And by God, I think this might be a bear cave. I've heard rustling and wrestling all around. And it doesn't feel good. Well, I don't know. It's, what was that? Jeez! Sorry, guys, that was a bat. Flew right into my beard. It might still be in there. Check back with you in an hour or two. Hey, guys, back. Still in the cave. Korea must be right around the bend, and if it isn't, I don't know what I'm going to do. I could call for help, but I put my phone on airplane mode to conserve battery for my little flashlight. By the way, just look at the ground, and it is just swarming with cockroaches. Man, they're in my shoes. Check back with you in a bit. 6 hours in the cave. Guess a good opportunity for me to practice my poetry. I want vanilla cream. Oh my God, I wish I was in a dream. And I go and I go, and I froth and I foam. Everybody knows that I'm the cherry queen. Okay, guys, 8 hours into the cave. God damn it, this is a beautiful cave. Oh, God damn, I wish I could live here forever in this cave. The stalactites. But baby, I gotta get my beef. 10 hours in the cave. This is stop being fun. And I don't even know why I'm doing this. No one's ever gonna fucking listen to this. In fact, I'm probably gonna die here. I've been trying to keep my spirits up, but I'm hungry, my phone is about to die, and the cockroaches are crawling up my shirt, so I just... I'll check back with you in a bit.
God, I love my beef! Wow. Wow, that's an interesting piece of audio journalism.
Piece of journalism, huh? Yeah.
Real telling expose on the underbelly of geology and maps.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, I gotta hand it to you, Max. That is news.
Yeah. I mean, it's news for me. Oh, man.
No, but what I really want to know, and I think what the listeners really want to know, is did you get that bulgogi beef? Did you get to Korea? Did you make it on time to get some beef?
Well, let me tell you. After that recording, my phone cuts out, my recorder dies, and I was essentially walking in the darkness through the cave, a river lapping at my feet. I passed out. You know, I hadn't eaten or drank anything in hours.
Plus those cave gases
yeah. And those fucking roaches. And let me just tell you one thing, though. When I came to, I was in the fabulous Asian country of guess where?
Jeez. Wow. I don't know. I'm just going to say South Korea, because that's what we were talking
about before. You're absolutely right. And guess what I brought back? I brought back some bulgogi.
Oh, wow. This piece looks like it has some cockroaches in it. Did you come back the same way? Because this looks bad.
I got roaches in it, but eat up.
Hey, extra protein.
Extra protein. Okay. Baby, it's bulgogi time. We'll be back after this. Give me some kimchi.
Well, we're just a little bit past the 21-minute mark, and you guys know what that means.
Well, I think it's about time for our guests to come. Guests, I should say.
Yep, we have a great one planned. Is it two?
It's two guests, actually. Yeah, two guests we have booked for today.
Has this ever happened before?
I'm not sure it has. I mean, it's going to be really interesting. But unfortunately, before they come, I got to duck out, man. Me and James kind of have a man we got to meet about a horse, or should I say... a body that we gotta hide inside of a horse.
Well, that sounds important. I won't keep you from that. And, I guess I'll see you next week, because this is the only time that we ever hang out.
We might come back after, the guests leave or something. Yeah, we might. It shouldn't take that long. But anyway, enjoy the guys. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Goodbye.
Oh, okay. Well, here I am by myself. There's footsteps knocking at my door. Yep, come in. The door's wide open, actually. You don't have to knock. You could just come in. You can come in. Yep.
Hello?
There. Hello. Welcome Jesus to It's Everybody's
Christ. Hello. It's great to see you again, Julian. Holy Christ.
It's great to see you.
Oh, my God. It's handshake. Great to see you. Oh, where the hell is
he? Aren't you going
to
shake my hand too there, boy?
I'm Julian. I'm the leader of the show. It's Everybody's Fault.
It's just fantastic.
Julian.
My name is Jish.
You're Jish. Oh, the infamous Jish.
Let me tell you, it is great to be back here. Me and my brother Jish, say hello, Jish.
Hello, my name is Jish. Thank you so much for greeting me.
It's a pleasure
to meet you. We have moved from the UK to Canada, and we decided on our first stop to stop by the It's Everybody's Fault studios.
We just got off the plane about 45 fucking minutes ago.
Did you come in at Pearson or Porter or what?
I don't know the geography.
I don't know what fucking airport we came in.
We walked all the way. We grabbed one of Max's maps and made it here in about 25
minutes. Now let me ask you one small question. Where the hell is Max and James? I miss those boys. Not that I've ever
met. To tell you the truth, I don't really know where they went exactly. They said something about a horse and a body. It was a little foggy.
Horse and a body?
Horse and a body.
Sure hope that James is not actually... taking your idea and actually deciding to bang animals.
Oh my God.
He did not actually do that, did he? Did he actually?
As far as we could tell, at my farm in the UK, where James was an intern many summers ago, he did not,
by DNA evidence. Fuck any of my gooch. And he certainly, Jish, did not fuck any of your gooch at your neighbouring farm.
Mm-hmm. We proved that conclusively.
We are now in Canada with absolutely nothing. We don't have a farm.
I have a few goat eggs. That's about it.
Well, those goat eggs will, I'm sure... You can hatch them and... Or sell them and... Or hatch them and raise them up to strong goats. And I'm sure that there's a market for them here. There's not a lot of goats running around. So I'm sure you can restart your business.
Decided to open a creamed ice parlor.
Sorry?
Julian, let me ask you something else. Let me ask you something. Have you ever had a creamed ice or a gridded pan flat?
I don't know. I may have, but I don't know things by those names. What are you talking about?
A creamed ice is a very nice, soft, sugary dish that we have in the UK. And you eat it and it's cold on your fucking teeth and it's creamy.
Oh, now I do know something called ice cream. I've tried lots of different
ice what?
Ice what?
Ice what?
Ice cream. It's
ice cream. You mean creamed ice?
Kind of what you're describing. You must be talking about creamed ice, for fuck's sake. I've never heard of something as terrible as iced cream.
It's really popular. It's delicious. It's like a ice cream. You scream. We all scream for ice cream. It's like a fun little. Treat for kids and of all ages.
No, we have a disgusting. Similar. We have a similar rhyme in the UK about the creamed ice. I slice, you dice. We all spice for creamed ice.
Oh, that's catchy. That's nice.
It was one of my favorite rhymes as a child.
Sure was. I can corroborate that tenfold.
So creamed ice has been a thing for a while. It's not your.
It's an ancient delicacy.
Of the UK.
Dessert. Hey, what about gridded pan flats? I suppose you'd be calling them waffles.
Do you have Canadians have these things? We'd love them. They're called gridded pan flats.
Okay. I've heard of a grid. That's like kind of like a series of columns and lines, right?
That's getting pretty close.
And then the pan is like a thing that you put some food in, you fry it up or you saute it, and then flat. Well, that's just a characteristic of a 3D object.
I can't believe they don't have gridded pan flats. That doesn't sound like it. Do you not have a pastry that's made up like a grid, and when you pour your sweet syrup in it, it catches the syrup like in little squares, and you usually make it...
Oh, you're talking about waffles.
What the fuck? That's exactly what I predicted you were going to say.
A frothel?
Something like a waffle?
That's ridiculous. That
it sounds like exactly the same thing. Basically just...
Sounds like absolute crap.
Sounds like shite.
It's not really a pancake, though. A waffle isn't really have anything to do with a pancake, which
pancake.
I think is what you're insinuating.
Pancake? You must be talking about a pan flat.
Well, I know them by flapjacks, pancakes, other names.
What about
never
this
heard
one?
Of pan flats, but what are you hoping to accomplish with this? We have these things here, basically, with just...
But you don't have it from the UK, and you don't have it at the low, low prices of the Crike Brothers pan flat and creamed ice confectionery.
So your whole plan is just to undercut Canadian pan waffles and ice cream with your food of the same name with...
Call it by
prices.
Its That's, name, you son of a bitch.
Crike pan flats and... Creamed ice?
That's pretty close. I'm pretty impressed.
What about this? Have you ever... We were thinking of also doing this great food.
Oh, yes.
Food.
Tell him. Tell him, Jish. Tell him, Jish.
Right. The flat dairy vegetable bread. Have you ever heard of something like that?
Flat dairy vegetable bread?
It's flat. It's dairy. It's vegetables. And by God, it's bread.
There's a vegetable... Kind of... The red vegetable... Mashed up...
Okay.
On the bread, and then your dairy goes on top. What, you've never heard of
dairy,
something?
Dairy, like you squeeze a cow's udder, you don't even have any, or a goat's udder, right onto a... Oh, you're talking about pizza! We have that here, pizza, yeah. You take a flat piece of bread, you mash up potatoes,
and you put dairy. But, you put cheese on it. You melt cheese on it. Yeah, we have that here.
That sounds awful.
That sounds like
cream. That's what you just described.
Shite.
Bizarre. No. You just described exactly what a pizza is. That's something that we've had here for nigh on a millennia.
My son, that is a UK invention.
That's right. We come from a farm. We know what good dairy is.
Come from a farm.
Come on. And we also grow vegetables on our farm as well. Right.
As well as goats.
So we know everything about, and wheat. We could make wheat.
We grow wheat and barley, and the wind shakes the barley.
We know everything there is about flat dairy vegetable bread.
I love it. Come here, Jish.
What was that?
That was a brotherly kiss from Janish brotherly, the Jish.
Brotherly kiss right on the neck.
Right on the neck. It's how we do it in the UK.
Right on the throat.
What's the matter with that?
It's a natural thing for a brother to love a brother.
I guess we call things different names in our respective countries. You guys call that a brotherly kiss. I would call that like a bitty or like a hickey.
A what?
Love bites. It's like a romantic. I don't want to say that.
Well, let's change the fucking subject.
Let's change it back to foods that already exist.
Let me tell you, Julian,
why
we agreed to come on this horrible show again. We would absolutely love to partner with you and Max and James at this convention we've been hearing so much about.
Yes, we would love to.
You heard about the convention.
We would love to be there.
We would love to have a booth or a tent.
And you
or
would...
a stall.
Well, we have some booths available. I don't know about any tents. I don't know what a stall is. That must be something from the UK. But I don't see why we couldn't have you at the convention.
We would love to spread our cream on that crowd.
I guess,
Creamed ice, anyone?
Creamed ice for the little child in the front. Creamed ice for the woman with the hat.
Multiple different flavors, too.
Wow. You guys are kind of getting me on your side. I can see it now.
There's salty. There's fruit bottoms and fruit tops. Two different flavors.
Okay. What else?
My favorite flavor is sweet brown.
Sweet brown. Now that sounds like chocolate.
I've never heard of such a thing. We have brown and we have sweet brown.
What is... chocolate? What does that mean, even? Is it brown? Yes. Is it sweet?
No.
I don't even want to go into that. That's going to take way too long to explain to you guys. But look, I'm sure the other guys would be happy to have you at the convention as well. We just have to call the things by their names so that our audiences will be able to understand what we're... ice cream, you know, pizza, waffles.
No. Those are good in pan flats. And this, if we are going to be at your fucking convention, we're going to do things exactly the way we want to.
They will be named after our home country's fine confectionery foods. And if you take that away from us, I swear to God, we will come in the night and burn it all down.
Okay, well, we can negotiate that. Yeah, well... okay, well, you've already grabbed my hand and you're shaking it. So I guess it's a deal. I guess that's binding.
Excellent.
Max James!
They're not coming back. It seems like the Craig brothers have gotten out of here.
How did it go?
Yeah.
Sorry about burps, guys. I'm sorry.
Oh, jeez, thank God.
It's been like three in this
Thank
one.
God James burped in this show, or else I'd be very afraid for his health. I'd be worried for the show, because it's really one of the linchpins of the whole... structure of the show.
As we've said, you know, the first show where James doesn't do a burp, it means, you know, it's going to be the last show.
Last one.
And possibly the end of the world.
That is the prophecy.
I'm going to commission someone to please listen to every episode. Please. It's not going to take you that much time. Listen to every episode. Get a little soundbite of my burp from each one. If there's multiple, please
do
grab
a super
it.
Cut.
Do it big.
By the way,
I
hope
burps.
You've been doing the same with the song so far. You know, in the first season, we were telling you it's really important that you go in, you edit our podcast, you take out the song, you know, with your editing tools, you throw that in GarageBand, throw that on iTunes, and you have a whole album of It's Everybody's Fault sound
music. Yeah, if people haven't been doing that, if I find out people haven't been doing that, I'm going to be so pissed off.
Yeah, and I'm not going to be happy.
And disappointed, too.
But how to go with the Craig brothers?
Yeah.
Well, they want to be a part of the convention. They want to offer up their food to our man, woman, and children.
We already have the hot dog vendors, though, so I don't think that's going to
work. The thing is, they were very insistent. Little while as they were leaving, after they were leaving, they were very insistent that we would only have their food items
for sale at the convention. I already called the hot dog vendors
and also the fruit sandals are...
You canceled the fruit? Why would you cancel the fruit sandals?
Because the Krikes are very... They're aggressively affectionate.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, well, they have this way of talking. I think it's their accents. It's just...
Let me tell you something about the Krikes, all right? And I know them better than you guys do.
I mean, James, you know the Krikes really well, right? You lived with them for a year.
I'll tell you something. As nice as they are, they can be just as unfriendly as we've seen before. One of them, Jonish, was wanting to kill me.
Mm-hmm. I would be
uncomfortable if they were at the convention giving out their food. I would feel that something would possibly go wrong if someone didn't like.
I mean, what kind of food is it even like?
I register all of these concerns, but I was afraid for my life, and I signed a contract.
Oh man!
In blood.
What are we gonna tell those hot dog vendors?
I've already made the phone call, you guys. I've already canceled them, and at knife point, Jish held a knife to my neck.
Jesus,
Jish! And forced me to insult the families and traditions of those Polish hot dog vendors.
Jish
and
is way more violent than John.
He's out of control. He is out of control. And now this podcast is also... the podcast, possibly, but definitely the convention is out of our control. I feel like I've been swindled, I've been hassled, extorted, and... Possibly raped.
Well, you know what, guys? We're going to get this podcast back on track. All right? If we all band together on this, we will get this podcast back on track. Yes, it's looking dark now. Yes, it looks like, again, it's been derailed and that we've lost it. But we're going to get it back.
All you have to do is put your trust in us and keep donating.
No. Maybe right now, stop donating. We don't want anybody going into their hands.
We want to deflate the system. We want to do the opposite of a stimulation package. We want to do like a... what do you call it? Just make it flaccid.
Make that thing go whoo.
Yeah, we want a boner killer for our economy.
Let's stop donating!
Yeah. Or if you're going to donate... Only Milktoast donations.
Only Milktoast, please, guys.
Just Milktoast.
Guys, if there are any of you assholes out there giving us more than a Milktoast,
I swear to God, I will explode out of my stomach.
God.
$199 or less, please, for any donation.
And with that, I think that reaches pretty much the end of the show. We want to thank you for listening. We'll be back next week with another brand new episode, and you'll love it. And honestly, right now, you know what I want to do? I want to give the last word. Julian.
Sand pale.